At 6:06, it is fair and 63 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 86 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A special session of the Tulsa City Council is set for tomorrow. Mayor Bartlett will go before the council and present his proposed 2014 fiscal year budget. The mayor says it does focus on what citizens have said are priorities.
We fortunately have the ability to use our citizen survey that we did a year or two ago, and it has helped us tremendously in what the citizens thought is what we should focus on. And so the last couple of budgets we've done, that's what we've used as a real tool.
Don't expect anything fancy in tomorrow's budget. The mayor says it will be a bare-bones spending plan for the city. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Oklahoma Republicans are keeping a tight lid on who gets how much in the forthcoming state budget proposal. Several legislators say they have not been included in the negotiations, and both Democrats and Republicans say that means that most Oklahoma voters will have little say. The governor signs a bill into law requiring a heart screening of all newborns before they leave the hospital. The bill is from Tulsa Representative Dan Kirby.
What the bill does essentially requires a pulse oximetry screen on every newborn before they leave the birthing facilities. And what this does is test the oxygen level in the blood before they're released from the hospital and to detect whether or not they have a breathing problem or a heart problem.
Heart defects are the number one killer of infants with birth defects. The Army Corps of Engineers is extending the delay in opening the recreational facilities along the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River navigational system. The agency says the facilities are now slated to open on May 15th. Corps officials say the opening delays are to allow a work plan to be developed that takes into account the federal budget cuts. Well, Congress moves to end airport delays for travelers because of the FAA sequestration furloughs. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe says the agency was playing with the flying public.
Anytime a bureaucracy is forced to cut, they will find the one thing that the people of America want most, and that's what they will cut.
He made the comments on the Senate floor. Inhofe says the FAA had other places it could have cut. An Edmond man is the winner of the 13th annual Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Jake Bueller completed the course in just more than 2 hours and 26 minutes. The race sponsors waived the registration fee for runners who were unable to complete the Boston Marathon after bombs exploded near the finish line there. Well, today we will hit 86 degrees for an afternoon high. That's a far cry from last week when we were shivering below freezing. Did the freeze damage Oklahoma's wheat crop? Alba farmer Chad Buddy says it's really too early to tell, but all things right now down on the farm look pretty good.
We're looking pretty good right now. You know, if somebody drove through our area, it doesn't look like we're really in a drought, but we're not in a very big area right there, but things look good on the wheat.
Wheat is Oklahoma's largest cash crop. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today, almost summer-like, a high of 86. Tonight it'll be clear, mild, down to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, breezy and warm with a high of 83. On Wednesday, a cold front approaches, late-day thunderstorms and a high of 75. And on Thursday, rain and much cooler with a high of 53. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is fair and 63 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.